On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
Top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
So it's funny, as people, I think, try to dive deeper, Dan Ball, on the Patriots and look for the counterpoint, the counter argument.
Yeah.
It's almost like they've accepted what Ted's talking about. Well, the offense is good. Drake May's really good. Josh McDaniels is really good. Where else can we look on the team? And it seems like people have turned their attention to the defense if we're going to nitpick the Patriots and what might prevent them from going as far as they do. So we have a couple people on ESPN who are doing that. And we're going to start with Mina Kimes, who's a noted Patriot supporter, I feel like. In recent years, she's been more high on the Patriots than not. She's often talked about the defense and tackling and different things she likes.
Well, wow, even 4-win seasons, huh?
Yes. She last year at one point was like, they're the best tackling team in football.
Wow. So she was the one that drew the short straw, the Cam Newton short straw.
I guess so, man.
That's a possibility. Man. But Mina Kimes is definitely, my point is, not a Patriot hater. She's not looking to hate on the Patriots. But she has seen something on defense that she doesn't care for and she thinks could hinder them down the road.
For me, it would be the pass defense. I think there's a couple of things that are making life harder for these cornerbacks, one of which is the absence of pressure. Patriots' standard four-man rush is 27th league-wide, in pass rush win. Opposing quarterbacks have a very long time to throw. These cornerbacks are just being asked to cover for too long. You see that time and time again, and especially against really good receivers like Drake London, you remember, not so long ago. And then the other thing is this. New England's defense, it's interesting. They're phenomenal against the run, but they're phenomenal against the run in part because they're putting a lot of bodies in the box. Not big bodies, just a lot of players. They have the third lowest light box rate in football, which is great, except for, again, I think they're asking too much of these corners who have struggled in man coverage in particular. So for me, the pass rush has to improve, and they got to make life easier for these corners because teams with really good passing attacks, I think, can take advantage of them.
So, Ted, how concerned are you with pass rush win rate? And I would remind people, Milton Williams just went on IR, and he's going to miss 4 games.
I'm very concerned. That's been one of my biggest concerns. I mean, she's so right. I mean, the four-man, they don't blitz a whole lot. I feel like they've been blitzing a little bit more, though, because they realize they're not getting home. I mean, they're middle of the pack in sacks. They led the NFL in sacks the first couple of weeks of the season, and they have considerably dropped off. They're just not getting really much done when it comes to just rushing four. And she's absolutely right. There's just more time for guys to get open down the field. And so that's why partly is the secondary has, a passer rating for opposing quarterbacks of 97. I mean, which isn't very good. They're one of the worst teams in giving up big chunk plays, partly because of the pass rush. And you go, oh, well, you know, the interior defensive line is getting pressure. Yeah, so Milton Williams and I guess Christian Barmore are like 2-3 in the NFL in pressure, getting pressure.
Hmm.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, Barmore got his first sack last game, okay? After, you know, 11 games.
Called him out, he heard you.
So
almost had a second one, too.
He did?
He kind of tripped and fell, but he almost had a second
one. Yeah, he almost did. So it's you know, I mean, they're getting close, but they're not effective in their pass rush. So I do think that's going to be an issue when they start playing better teams.
So who does that – Milton Williams is out of the picture for a month, so he's not there. Is that Barmore we need to fixate? I feel like Landry and Chasen have kind of given you what they got. I don't know how much more you can ask for them. I know they promoted Swinson from the practice squad. He was a guy, a rookie out of LSU that some people had – like, where are we looking to get this pressure from?
Barmore is number one.
Yeah.
Can I see Barmore, please, in the backfield more? It's just and there's people out there that just in this, you know, they cover this team that, you know, that's blasphemous to say, which, okay, I can't agree with you. I just think he's kind of been a bit of a disappointment. So he's in the outside edge rushers, they've been good, but I feel like they could still be better.
Yeah.
I think it's Barmore. I think the edge rushers can still get better. I think Harold Landry, he's kind of cooled off a little bit. So it's where is it going to come from? I have no, maybe Elijah Ponder, who's got two sacks, who has flashed at times. You know, it's amazing. Was it, I forget who it was. You may have been you, Dan, telling me about his combine numbers. I mean, he had something like a 41-inch vert, an unbelievable broad. He's a freak athlete. So maybe a little raw when it comes to just being a good football player, but he made a tackle on the punt team. He plays on the punt team, which is remarkable. Made an open field tackle. To see a guy that big, that athletic, there's something there. So maybe he can kind of get going. But right now, they got to love the ones they're with. You know, they're bringing in reinforcements. So they got to get more production out of their four-man rush. And I do worry about the secondary holding up. If they do blitz, they blitz from second level a lot, so middle linebackers and safeties. And so it takes a while for them to get their blitzes to the quarterback because they do it from deep in the second level. And that gives, to me, just enough time for these quarterbacks to kind of read where the blitz is going and make completions. You see, whenever the Patriots blitz, the corners always slough off because they don't want to get beat deep
right
on a blitz. And so there's a lot of just easy kind of completions, and they keep the ball in front of them on their blitzes. So their blitzes aren't getting home to be effective, and the four-man rush is not effective. So the pass rush is, to me, problems number one, two, and three. I'd put red zone up there too.
And
so
you have seen their corners struggle a little bit with the big physical receiver. You called it out as soon as Drake London was matched up one-on-one with Marcus Jones in the red zone. I think Jones has been unbelievable this year in coverage compared to what we were expecting at the beginning of the season, but there's still a discrepancy. If you have a guy who's 6'2 and above that can win those physical one-on-one battles, then you're at a disadvantage. I kind of perceive that the conversation in the secondary of, where the hell has Carlton Davis been? Isn't he supposed to be the guy that's playing opposite Christian Gonzalez versus all of these matchups that Marcus Jones has had against number one receivers? So I don't know where he's been. He's maybe been the worst investment that you made this offseason compared to expectation and what you needed.
You know what they like to do, Dan? They don't like to put Carlton Davis and Gonzo on the same side.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of times, you know, if you have the top two receivers on a team on one side of the formation, nope, Carlton's going to be on the other side. They right. don't put them side by side, which is odd to me.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say that just hearing that conceptually doesn't really make sense compared to how I would think you would defend it. I feel like you would look at their lack of red zone defensive production and go, hey, maybe this play design isn't working. But I know, you know, our guy Zach Hardcore is working it out for the first time. Maybe there's something still to be determined. But I feel like there are personnel-related tweaks you could do, not to fix those secondary-related issues that you're talking about, but at least quell them a little bit.
Yeah, and the Carlton Davis thing from day one hasn't felt right.
Yeah.
Right? We were complaining he wasn't in OTAs. He was riding those little jet boats around somewhere while the team is it just feels like every step along the way on a team that was building something and culture and vibes and he kind of was in a different
you
spot.
You haven't really heard much from him.
Nope.
Nope. You haven't really, you know, he just doesn't feel like he gets, he's engaged in a lot of sound bites or cares to kind of, you know, I don't know, maybe.
Has he hugged Mike Vrabel? I don't know. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to judge him for that, but, you know, you know, it's weird. And there's, you know, they're playing, of course, the Bengals this week, and the Ja'Marr Chase, who's not playing, said that he was the best cornerback that he's ever played against Carlton Davis. So
I don't believe him.
And that, I mean, you know,
maybe when he's locked in and engaged and caring, he can be. I mean, you see the physical gifts. Every now and again, he pops.
Yeah.
He makes a play even from the beginning. That one, like the couple snaps he played in the preseason, he had a pass breakup. I think it was against the Vikings where he went, oh, there it is.
Right.
But then he goes a couple of games where you go, are you out there? Who are you up against? Because then I see poor Marcus just trying to fight against some of these big physical receivers. I'm like, you got a guy in your roster who's supposed to handle this.
And I keep going back to the Jets opening drive where they kept getting third downs. There was a third down in the red zone.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Where they ran a little, it was like a bunch formation, but it there was no pick involved, and a guy ran a slant. I think it was the kid from Mitchell that they got from the Colts, and Carlton Davis just kind of mirrored him. It almost looked like he was in like three-quarter tempo. Oh, I'm just going to slowly jog behind him as he catches the ball for a first down.
Do you know what's interesting about that? Is I felt like Gonzo, and maybe now, you know, you mentioned that play with Carlton, just had zero respect for that guy.
Yeah.
And it was almost like, I got to cover this guy. Like, okay, I guess. Oh, he's going to go deep. All right, here he goes. All right, I'm going to run too. And it was almost as if they were daring him to make a play.
Yeah.
Like, they just didn't look like they were going all out. And it was almost like, I'm not going to go all out on this guy, this scrub.
I mean,
that was the attitude it looked like.
That was the way, the body language said
that. The body language said that.
To their credit, there was a very good chance he was going to drop it, even if they didn't make the play. But, and I think that seems like it's going to haunt him no matter where he goes. But, yeah, you would have liked to see at least a little bit more oomph to make it a bit more, you know, obvious what play you're trying to make.
Okay, for his part, Dan Orlovsky not as worried about the pass rush as he is sort of the formation and the scheme that the Patriots are throwing out there right now.
Yeah, you're a nickel too much on defense for me. In 2025, I can't allow you to play a safe defense and still have success. They are nickel, it feels like, every single snap. And in the era of tight ends, look at who's using nickel. Now, Seattle's a little bit of a different animal because they've got a 230-pound nickel, right? So New England's using a nickel, five defensive backs, the third most in the NFL. In 2025, when it's the year of tight ends and smash-mouth football and playing under center, if I'm Indy and I don't run it at you 40 times, shame on me. If I'm Buffalo and I don't run it at you 40 times, shame on me. The Chargers and the way that they use their tight ends, Baltimore, if they get in. So as great as the New England story has been, if New England consistently thinks that they're going to be allowed to line up and play nickel defense in a win-or-go-home game against some teams in the AFC that can and will play smash-mouth, multiple tight ends, fullback on the field football, it'll be an early exit if they get into the playoffs. So I'm telling New England right now, the story's been great. Quarterback's playing awesome. You cannot play nickel as much as you want and get away with it.
Okay, he's told New England, put him on blast.
Yeah.
When New England would chirp back and say, well, Dan, they're stopping the run playing 75% nickel.
Yeah.
And guess what? Whenever there's a team that really wants to run a football, they'll put their base in like they have before. It's not that much to match up the other team's personnel, and they'll stop the run with their base personnel. But is the NFL all of a sudden turned into a smash mouth? Have we gone back to 1985 and I didn't realize it?
Nope.
So I don't know what he's talking about. Like, most teams' base defense is nickel, and most teams play it, you know, at least half, if not 60% of the time. So, I mean, the Patriots playing at 75% sounds a little bit high, but it's partly because, and I think I heard you say this earlier, Andy, is because they have Marcus Jones, who is a great run defender.
Yep.
He's unblocked a lot of times, and he slashes through there. He makes plays behind the line of scrimmage. He has great instincts against the run. And for a guy that isn't that big, he plays big. And I think that's why they can play as much nickels, because they don't lose anything in run defense, and they gained something from him in pass coverage. So it's to me, he's the reason why they can play as much nickel, is because of how good he is against the run.
Yep, he's third on the team in tackles right now. I said earlier they have four of their top six tacklers, our defensive backs. Christian Gonzalez has actually been, I think, more physical than people want to give him credit for at times in the run game.
It's not surprising that Marcus Jones is third on the team in tackles when you consider how much he's out on the field,
right?
Because they're, and how teams try to run against, oh, they're gonna nickel, okay, we'll try and run on him. Well, good luck with that.
Try.
Yeah.
No one's really forced them to change. That would be my answer to Orlovsky, Dan, is I think Mike Vrabel's a good coach. Zach Hardcore is probably learning on the fly, but I think if Vrabel thinks he's ready for the job, he's probably ready for the job. When a team does X, they'll react with Y. But they're a good run defense in nickel. Why would you change? You know, the old, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right.
Why would I get worse in pass defense? And also, Ted and Dan, they have some athletes, like Del Pettis was out there last week, or Marte Mapu, that are kind of versatile pieces that I could see them manipulating formations. Is Mapu playing linebacker? Is he playing safety? What does it matter if we're stopping the run? They want to be multiple, and maybe they'll show that. Again, the Ravens might be a test where we see some of these things.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm not worried about it. If there's a personnel issue, the Patriots, again, if a team puts out, you know, three tight ends to run the ball, the Patriots aren't putting nickel out there. They're going to put their base defense out there. They're going to put a 3-4. I've seen them play 3-4, not a lot. But to start games, and they have two middle linebackers, two outside linebackers, three defensive linemen, and the teams try and run it, and they build a wall, and they make it second and eight. And so then they stop doing it, and then the nickel comes back out. So teams have tried to run on the Patriots with big personnel, but the Patriots match it up with bigger personnel and stop it. And so really, Dan, sorry, Bubba, I think that's 2025. All of a sudden, is now it's a smash mouth league.
And he said it like six times.
I don't agree with that.
And to your point off the top, Andy, this is what people have been reduced to when you're trying to poke holes in the Patriots, because their offense has been leaps and bounds better than expected. Their quarterback has been leaps and bounds better than expected. Their culture has grown at a rate that you didn't expect. So let's go to the defense, which was during the offseason heralded as, oh, this is going to be by far the best unit on the team. Offense, defense, special teams. You had a bunch of pros on your defense. This team should be able to win low scoring games. They've still been good. They just haven't been as exponentially good or better than expected than the Patriots offense. So let's go to the defense and try to rewind 20 years to see if we can find an issue with their scheme.
And finally here on the drive, speaking of that offense, Cam Newton says the Patriots are fool's gold. Drake May and the offense are fool's gold. We talked to our buddy Adam Schefter, as we do each and every Wednesday at 3:45. We asked him, are the Patriots fool's gold?
Yeah, I don't believe that. I believe that, look, first of all, they've already achieved more than I think a lot of people expected them to. Do I think they're going to win the Super Bowl this year? No, I don't. But do I think they're going to win the division? I do. Do I think they're going to host a playoff game? Yes. Are they going to have a chance to make noise in the post? Yeah, they are. I don't know how that's going to go. Now, look, if they go one and done, then Cam will be proven right. That'll be fool's gold. The team will decide that in the postseason. But the fact that they're even being talked about as fool's gold at this point in time, in a year when they're in a prime spot to win the division. Great. Like, call them fool's gold all you want. It doesn't mean anything to me. It's good TV. Good job, Cam.
But it's true.
Patriots are going to have their say to prove him right or wrong in the postseason. That's all that matters.
I thought he was done. Can I just say it sounded like the NFL trade deadline on Adam Schefter's phone today? You could hear ding, ding the entire time. I thought somebody was getting cut, fired, but I guess it was just an average day in his life.
Yeah. Injury reports are probably coming out.
Yeah. Who knows? He probably was finding out Joe Burrow was a full participant today.
Yep. Yep.
I got to do my daily, once a day kind of reminder and let everyone know why I think people think the way they do. But none of it really says it, but is if you look behind the numbers, the Patriots are through 11 games, 9-2, have the worst DVOA in the history of any 9-2 team.
Mm.
So they are ranked right now in team DVOA 17th. They're considered by the metrics to be the 17th best team in the NFL. The Chiefs that are at 5-5 are considered the fifth best team in the NFL based on numbers and metrics and that it's so. I haven't heard really anybody mention that. I mean, they use little examples on the defense, but I mean, some people, if you look at the analytics, people would say the team isn't as good as their record would indicate.
Real quick before we wrap this up, do you agree with him if they lose in the playoff? Like, let's say your Chiefs that have a better DVOA end up however it works and they come to Gillette Stadium and they beat the Patriots 28-24 in a playoff game. Does that mean you were fool's gold? Because everybody's telling me the Chiefs are good and it's Patrick Mahomes and you don't want to play. Like, if you fall on your face like they did last time in 2021 and just get blown off the field, you were fool's gold. But if you just lose to a decent team that beats you?
I still think that would qualify as fool's gold.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I think that if you're say you do get a bye, or it's a first round one and done. You end up, you know, the Broncos have the tiebreaker. You're the 2 seed. You get the Chiefs at home, something like that. And you lose in the first round after being a top of the conference team and all the Drake May MVP candidate, Mike Vrabel coach of the year.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that does kind of define fool's gold. However, you have already had a successful, it's like what we talked about with the Red Sox. You still had a successful season,
right?
But you raised the bar on yourself by how you were playing and where you were ranking amongst teams, Ted. So to me, yes, that is a fool's gold ending to the season.
The national media would look at it as, yeah, see, we told you. Yeah, you get to the playoffs, you play a real team, and then that's you're not as good as you were. And you can beat up on these bad teams in the regular season, but when it's time, you know, to really play the better teams, you couldn't hold up.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.